Hello and welcome to the Monday, December 19th, 2011 edition of the Sand Senate Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First, a little bit about the holiday schedule for this podcast. I think I will have one on each workday, so Monday through Friday. However, due to the fact that there is usually less happening this time of the year, the individual podcast just may be a little bit shorter. As a diary this weekend, we had one by Kevin Liston about standby time. Essentially, how do you schedule time from IT resources for instant response? And, well, even if you don't need that time necessarily to fight fires, how are you using it productively, for example, for preparation? So if you are in the role of trying to design your incident response, this may be a great diary for you to pick up some tips from. And well, while we're talking incidents, we finally had the patch on Friday for Adobe Reader 9. This patch will fix two vulnerabilities that are currently actively being exploited. So definitely something you do want to patch if you're still running 9. Now, for everybody here running Adobe Reader 10, there is no patch for you yet because Adobe Reader 10 is not believed to be vulnerable due to its sandboxing architecture, and you will have to wait until January 10th. Up to this point, the flaws exposed by this particular vulnerability are only exploited in targeted attempts, and we haven't really seen any reports of them being sort of used more widely. And then this year, we certainly had a lot of SSL-related issues, in particular with certificate authorities. So it's kind of nice to see that towards the end of the year, there was a meeting of the certification authority and a browser forum, which is essentially an industry organization of certificate authorities and some of the browser makers to discuss if they should raise the standards for certificate authorities. And they actually came up back in November with baseline requirements for the issuance and management of publicly trusted certificates. That's the full name of the standard. That's supposed to be effective July 2012. Haven't read the details yet. One of the big questions is whether or not there will be some kind of enforcement and auditing procedure to make sure that the certificate authorities actually follow that standard, and of course how meaningful it is. The standard itself covers a lot of details about, for example, how to verify a certificate request. But then, for example, the section about how to protect the private key is actually just one paragraph. And Lenny Seltzer, one of our Science and Storm Center's handlers, did release a new version of Remnux. Remnux is a Linux distribution that Lenny created that includes a lot of tools to do reverse analysis. In particular, for example, PDFs. There are tools like X-ray light and PPDF and such that allow you to analyze PDFs or JavaScript and such. Really, dozens of tools that make reverse analysis easier are already installed for you. He now also included a number of network-centric tools, like, for example, Ngrep and Network Miner to help with network traffic analysis and essentially network forensics. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.